This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Go directly to the president's son-in-law and have his ear. That deeply undermines you. It makes it really difficult for you to do your job.
And then you find out in all these investigations that Jared was opening up a tunnel to Moscow so that he wouldn't have to deal with the State Department. So the son-in-law, you know, one good thing Mussolini did was execute his son-in-law. I mean, I'm sorry, Cacciano. I know that was an extreme measure, but this is a strange situation.
But this story is a lot bigger than Tillerson. We've had Sessions have to volunteer to resign.
Right.
You know, we know there have been extraordinary tensions between him and President Trump.
Right.
We know that other cabinet members, Mattis, have been questioned, countermanded,
right,
demoralized. I don't think you have a cabinet of people who can work to their full abilities because they're constantly being questioned by the boss. They don't feel their jobs are secure. There's this culture of people leaking to protect themselves, to safeguard their reputations. I shudder to think when there's some turnover in this cabinet, which I think there will be sooner than in most, who are we going to get to replace these people? Who would want to go work in the Trump administration? Usually a president has an infinite pool of talent to choose from because everybody wants to step forward and serve. I don't think this president is going to be left with a puddle.
So what's worse, this or the tweeting?
Oh, Lordy. What can you say? I mean, you know, these poor people, you know, they just are doing everything they can to fill space. And the operative word here that he said several times, I think, you know.
Well, I mean, any time that you can make a reference to World War II in a Jewish son-in-law, I think you have to do it, right? I mean, what a dumb thing to say.
How
what
idiotic.
A dumb thing to say.
Exactly. I mean, let's, come on. I mean, this.
And you know what the worst part is, Bill? If this was a Hannity or somebody like that that made this comment, they would be calling for his job.
Yeah.
You need to do something about that. That's insensitive. He just said one of the great things Mussolini did was kill his son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about Trump's son-in-law, Jared.
Right. I mean, this is another one of those things that you pull out of the file that gave you Kathy Griffin and her extreme demonstration. Now you have a suggestion that, you know, you should kill the president's. I mean, how idiotic is this? And even their suggestion of a back channel, which was already discussed, that whether it was President Obama, Bill Clinton, I mean, they've done this in time in memoriam, that you do have back channels in talking with people, because you got to be able to feel like, look at, we've got to have an off the record conversation in order to, you know, deal with certain things. That's what diplomacy is all about, right?
And that's what I talked about in the first hour. They've created such a toxic arena that Trump and his people can't talk to Russia without people starting to throw out there, oh, this is collusion. And look at, oh, of course he's talking to Russia. All
right.
That stuff. He should be talking to Russia. We are closer now to a war, an outright conflict with Russia, whether it's through Syria or other places, than we've been in a very long time.
Well, what did Trump say about having a conversation with Kim Jong-un in North Korea? To your point, is you want to have a conversation. When you stop having conversation, that's when you start imagining things. And when you imagine things, they get out of control, and the next thing you know, you're in a war. And understand what Donald Trump said from day one. He's not looking to pick a fight with people. And this is what he has done. He's been very measured in any of the actions that he's done. But he also understands, as a businessman and also being surrounded by some very good quality people, and regardless of what, you know, this one person thinks with Chris Matthews, that he shudders to think about the people. Look at the cabinet. Look at the people that are around Donald Trump, especially in the military.
You were alive during the Cold War.
Sure.
You lived through it. Well, you lived through it. Did you feel safe during that time?
No. When I was younger, we practiced throwing ourselves under desks in the event that there was going to be a nuclear attack.
That's what happened the last time we didn't talk to Russia.
Yeah, exactly. Let's reproduce that one more time. Stay with us, America. The conversation continues. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the goal, and that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to happen. I mean, as we come into celebrating the 4th of July, you have to remember and hold to your heart and conviction that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. By its very definition of that statement, that means it's up to us. The government we have today is the government we voted into office, like it or not. And the government we had yesterday was the government that we had, that we voted into office. We are the ones that are going to be the catalyst to get this country back on track, to come alongside and support those things that are right and good for all of America. And again, I would encourage you, might spend a couple of minutes, because that's all it is, a couple of minutes with our U.S. Constitution. Refamiliarize yourself with the Constitution, and you will appreciate the genius that was behind it. And also, it will probably help you appreciate that it wasn't some slam dunk sort of thing. There was a lot of contention that was built into the Constitution. I say built into, that helped form the Constitution. It wasn't some real easy thing that everybody came along and agreed on. So this is the nature of our founding, and we continue to debate and ask questions. That is a good thing. So let's bring those on. We're going to talk ransomware. There's a new ransomware attack that is spreading worldwide, and we have an expert with us, Bennett Kelly, back with us. It's been a long time since he and I have had a chance to connect on the radio. He's the founder of the Internet Law Center and host of Cyber Law and Business Report on Webmaster Radio FM, .FM. Bennett is the former co-chair of the California Bar Cyberspace Committee. He's played a leading role in shaping Internet law and policy, having testified and lobbied on Internet issues in Washington and Sacramento, and has been leading the effort to develop a cyberspace primer for incoming state lawmakers. And I would say, Bennett, we not only need it at the state level, but we need it at the federal level as well.
Yes, I agree. Although at the federal level has greater resources, mm-hmm. They have the Congressional Research Service available to them, a lot more staff. So I decided to do it for the state level, seeing how few staff they had in Sacramento and because of the huge turnover caused by term limits.
Right. And with some of the fiasco that happened with the DNC in this previous election cycle, I'm sure they wish they had you to help them out. Maybe it could have been an alleviation of a lot of problems. Of course, the first thing you'd have to do is teach John Podesta how to come up with a unique password.
But yes, I mean, that's actually, in terms of this whole issue, simple things like, learning how to, malicious links. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of fighting ransomware.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell us about this new ransomware attack that's spreading worldwide.
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of attacks, and there's a huge one in May called WannaCry, and this one is being called Petya, P-E-T-Y-A, and what it does is both of them, their nature is they come in through some known vulnerability. There's an exploit available through Microsoft. And if you haven't updated your system, you know, the patch is out there. If you have automatic updates on your system, then you should be fine. But if you haven't updated your system, which is surprising a lot of people haven't, it can come in and get access, and it locks a part of your computer files. Mm-hmm. And then you get a message that says, "We've encrypted your files. To get it back, you must pay a certain amount in Bitcoin." Mm-hmm. And then your files will be released. What's unique about this particular, the Petya attack, is that actually it doesn't release the files. It destroys the files.
Oh, wow.
And it clearly wasn't designed to get much money because it used a single email address, which was then promptly shut down. Mm-hmm. So they only got a little bit of money in the process, about $10,000, despite how widespread it is, which is leading some people to conclude that the ransomware component was somewhat of a disguise, mm-hmm. as a way to throw off and create a false narrative about ransomware, when it really was a state actor attack against its principal target, which is Ukraine, where 60% of the infections happened.
Really? Wow. You know, quite interesting. And the thing, you know, you think about $10,000 doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but what the average bank robbery is, what, about $3,000? So this amounts to 3 bank robberies without a gun, and they're able to live another day and send something else down the internet to attack us with.
Yeah, it's true. NATO has just recently concluded this morning that it was a state actor behind it.
Mm. Now, when you say a state actor, explain to our audience what you mean. I mean, this is a state government actor in much
yes.
the same way that you're having, you know, this whole Russia thing now being put, forget it anymore. I mean, they've laid it right at the doorstep of one Vladimir Putin.
Well, that's the state actor we're talking about in this mm-hmm. case. They very much believe it was Russia. The timing is right before a major Ukrainian national holiday, which, you know, you would, considering the lead-in, it's Constitution Day, I believe, in Ukraine, the day before the attack. Mm-hmm. And so, the state actor is also usually, because of the high level of sophistication involved, that they conclude that this was either done by a state actor or a private group, you know, with assistance from a state actor.
Now, Bennett, we hear from time to time that the international community will utter the words, you know, almost like we need to, you know, impeach Trump. They will say that this is an act of war. Is this starting to increase in concern at the international level, where they are serious at calling this an act of war when somebody comes and disrupts their internet channels like this?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because given that NATO has flagged it, and that, you know, obviously this is affecting members of NATO, mm-hmm. you know, the question is, one, is this an act of war? And if it is, does this trigger any obligations under NATO?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's really kind of interesting here, is given that you don't necessarily know for sure who did it, when you have these obligations to respond to, quote, acts of war, but you're not certain who the state actor is, you know, Where does that go? What can that mean? Microsoft actually suggested that. I mean, you recall before the Gulf War against Iraq and Saddam Hussein, mm-hmm. you know, there was these International Atomic Energy Commission investigators who would go into Iraq to certify whether or not they had, you know, chemical weapons or nuclear weapons. Microsoft suggests we need something similar at an international level on the cyber level. so that you can have this, you know, international respected body go in and inspect a certain attack and try to create some credence as to whether or not there is a state actor.
Well,
and a
Bennett, I got to pause you right there because we got to go to break. More from
right
Bennett
now
comes.
At Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in store and online. No coupons needed. Women's season tanks just $5.99. Girls swimwear $10. Beach towels only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country of ours or around the world via shortwave, I welcome you all to Bill Martinez Live as we come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bennett Kelly is with us, founder of the Internet Law Center and host of Cyber Law and Business Report on WebmasterRadio.fm. We're talking about this new ransomware attack that has been spreading worldwide. Bennett, as you were explaining, quite a bit different this new phase as opposed to what hit us back on May the 12th, right?
Yes, it is somewhat different. And so we mentioned earlier that this concerns the state actor. Another theory is that what it's doing by destroying the files is that it's trying to hide some prior activity that may have been happening on those computers.
What are we being set up for here?
I just think we're in a different age where this is going to be the new normal. Mm-hmm. That as businesses and as consumers on the web, we just have to be wary and be prepared to protect ourselves against these type of attacks.
Now, we've heard in the past all eyes are on Russia. We've even heard that there is a room full of Koreans, delving into this. And dare I say, probably in more countries than we really want to consider that are just out there, kids going on a joyride, kind of like what we did when we were growing up and, just being mischievous. But now their level of, mischievousness can be very costly.
It can, especially if it gets like a vital infrastructure items such as a utility or a bridge or something like that.
Well, and you had a situation. I mean, here you are in Los Angeles, not too far from you was the hospital that was held up for ransomware. And, interesting that an organization that big would not have backup. And what did they pay? Something like 20 grand, which
they did. Yes.
Yeah.
And this will shock you, but there have been police stations that have been hit and that have paid.
Yeah. Well, what can they do? I mean, you're locked down, and it's almost like a court case where you sit there and go, well, I could fight the case and adjudicate it, and it's going to cost me so many more millions, or I just pay them off and call it the end of the day, right?
Right, and that's the calculus.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of consumers, how much of a target is the everyday consumer?
Anyone is vulnerable because of the way it can come through. The initial attack seemed to have been targeted at certain institutions in Ukraine, but it spread. And once it spread, it's just a matter of being viral and who's clicking on the emails and things of that nature. So anyone can be at risk from this.
You
don't have to be a big actor. I'm sorry.
So how do you see this advancing? I mean, what's the next phase now? I mean, we went from something where it hit institutions, well, actually it hit individuals, and then, of course, then May 12th, we've got institutions, and now we have something where it is a state player targeting a specific area. I mean, this is pretty crazy, and then, of course, we're dealing with and trying to ferret out this information about what impacted this last election. So there's all kinds of intrusions that can come into play by way of the internet these days.
Sure, and as you mentioned, this seemed to be targeting a single state, but it's also reached 65 countries.
Mm-hmm.
So, talk about collateral damage.
Wow, yeah, exactly. So, like you say, we need to be forewarned and proactive. And by all means, as you say, number one, backup. Number two, make sure you're protected. And number three, make sure that you're not opening email from somebody that you don't know.
Right. If the email looks suspicious, it could be from Wells Fargo if you bank with them, or some other institution you're familiar with, but it has a funky email address that isn't the usual email address.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You've got to constantly check. I've found and learned the hard way, even in my line of business. You know, you talk about the era of fake news and that. You know, I will occasionally get an email from abc.com. And if I'm not looking at the URL, there's an extension to that that is a quick warning flag. Because I have to admit, I did get caught. Unfortunately, it didn't throw a bug, you know, in terms of my computer, but it threw a bug into my news reporting.
I see. Yeah, yeah, and you know, there's, especially in this, bots like that on Twitter, you click and it'll go out to all your Twitter contacts and then saying something like, you know, someone is saying something about you on the internet, or click here for free offer, and it just rapidly populates.
What do you see happening, you know, looking in your crystal ball and, you know, over the horizon of this? I mean, you've been monitoring this from day one and warning governments and institutions about this. What can we expect next?
I think what we're going to expect is, one, that this is just going to continue to grow. You know, the number of border attacks have increased, as has the amount of ransom demanded. But at a certain point, what could be troubling is, as you asked earlier, if you have a state actor, is that an act of war? And I think everyone's reluctant to make that conclusion, but there could be some point where we actually do have something deemed a cyber act of war, and the consequences that will follow from that.
Well, and as you say, with some of this, I don't think we have 100% surety that it is at the doorstep at a particular country. You know, how sure are we that it's Putin, or how sure are we that it's Kim Jong-un that's dictating this? And so when you start responding in to an act of war, and then, you know, the worst thing could happen is that we find out it's a couple of juveniles that had nothing better to do.
Well, it's interesting. You think back to, you know, this is obviously before both of our times, but it's definitely something in our history books, was the Spanish-American War, which partly was triggered by, you know, remember the Maine, the explosion of the USS of Maine in Havana Harbor. And historians are looking back now and found that that was just an accidental explosion. But we ascribed that to Spain, and it led to a war. So, you know, that's always been an issue, is sometimes we go to war based on incorrect information. But you know, that's all that you have.
Well, and this is why we have, if I might say, you know, to MSNBC's dismay, this is why we have bat channels. We have communications so that we can, you know, make sure before somebody starts putting codes out and, you know, sending attack planes out, that, you know, that we understand that it is an act of war, that we're not jumping. I mean, this is, you know, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And thank God we've learned a little bit, but now we're in this new frontier with ransomware and cyber attacks. And yeah, we've taken a little bit of yesterday's history, but still, you know, we need to, you know, continue to protect the mothership here.
Yes, and you know, and you got it right. There is a great risk, and so obviously you have to act, you know, very carefully before you act on, you know, what may or may not be correct information.
Exactly. Well, Bennett, you know, I appreciate you coming in and bringing us up to date as to what is going on, especially with this new ransomware. And I know our audience would like to be in touch and stay on top of these things. I mean, you're on top of this continuously, you know, look forward to having you back to update us. But where can they go meanwhile to get updates?
Thank you very much, Spencer.
Well, where can the folks go, Bennett? Do you want to direct them to a website or how
sure.
they can connect with you?
I'm at the internetlawcenter.net, and we also have a blog called ilccyberreport.com, and you can follow us there.
Well, that's great.
And follow us on Twitter at Internet Law Center.
You got it. Okay, Bennett Kelly, founder of the Internet Law Center and host of Cyber Law and Business Report on webmasterradio.fm. Bennett, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. It is 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Prophecy expert Bill Salas is up next.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
A little 4th of July music in the background for your enjoyment as we get ready to enjoy another Independence Day across America. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, boy, I tell you, this whole Mika thing is just... unhinging and getting in the way of some important issues at hand. And maybe just, Congress going on break, so for the holiday, so it'll give them something to talk about when they go home. It's hard to defend the president, and I don't know that anybody really is trying to, even his spokespeople, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee, as well, trying to see what they can do to push back on the excitement here, the level of vitriol that's been coming from Morning Joe Show. Obviously, the president just had his fill and, let him, responded. And so all the old stuff comes back, and, what do you expect? People wanted an outsider. He's an outsider. He's not,
you know, he's not coming from, you know, the traditional, you know, the traditions of past presidents. And so with Donald Trump, you get egg rolls, you know, as they say. So here it is. And for Mika and Morning Joe, they're all excited because people are watching to see, OK, what else is going to happen to this train wreck? I mean, it's like going to NASCAR. A lot of people go to NASCAR, you know, to watch and see, OK, who's going to wreck? You know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? But this is what draws attention. And, you know, they're getting their 15 minutes of fame, I guess, so to speak, all because of Trump's tweeting. But, you know, and I would agree, it does get in the way of the more important topics that we need to talk about. Well, Bill Sellers has promised, has joined us, internationally recognized prophecy expert, conference speaker, a best-selling author of Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, How Israel Becomes the Next Superpower. And his latest book, Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. Bill, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's great to be back on your program. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, it's been 5 months since Donald Trump was inaugurated as the 45th U.S. president, issued about 76 promises, but who's counting on the campaign trail? With the primary intent to make America great again. Amongst those assurances were two critically important ones for Israel, which as of yet he has failed to fulfill. They dealt with moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We could only hope that at his last trip there in Israel that that would have been the announcement. I know many of us were waiting for that announcement. It did not happen. And the second, of course, ripping up Iran's nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, what they call the JCPOA. On June the 1st, Donald Trump, like his presidential predecessors, Clinton and Bush and Barack Obama, signed the executive waiver that postponed the move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Moreover, it appears for now that Trump has decided to live with Iran's nuclear deal. Bill, what are you seeing in these actions that the president has been taking here?
I'm concerned because these are two critically important issues that were very meaningful to Israel. And many Americans who, you know, lean toward Donald Trump were influenced by these two specific promises out of his 76 that were pro-Israel, a lot of evangelical Christians and a lot of Jews, et cetera. And he seems to be taking the safe track. And, you know, we're dealing with, you know, very important dangerous issues and ones that have biblical implications. And that's what we like to do at Prophecy Depot Ministries, Bill, is take the current events that are going on, compare the secular perspective with, you know, the mainstream media news, and put the biblical narrative and the prophetic perspective on the table alongside it. And these specific issues have prophetic implications, especially that embassy.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit deeper, but I want to ask you a question of nuance here. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who obviously has a noted influence with President Trump, you would think that he would be more for this move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, but I'm not necessarily getting that from him. What's your read on that?
Well, it's a thorny issue making that move. There are reasons why the Embassy Act, Jerusalem Embassy Act, was passed in 1995, and it was legislated by Congress to move the embassy to Jerusalem by 1999. It appropriated funds for that, and it had, you know, strong findings in it, which essentially, the congressional findings essentially recognized that every sovereign nation, including Israel, can designate its own capital, that Israel had been the capital of Jerusalem, had been the capital since 1950 of the State of Israel. It was a united city since 1967, an undivided city. It also talked about in these findings, and it went even so far as to acknowledge Israel's ancient presence, 3,000-year-old presence in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about right there is, you know, biblical implications that is going to upset the apple cart when it comes to the world mindset, the Arab world. It's a very volatile situation that could jeopardize Mideast peace talks, and especially at a time when you've got the Sunni states like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and some others seeming to want to warm up a little bit to Israel because of the common threat of Iran's nuclear program.
Exactly.
So I think, I think the thing is, I'm not so much thinking that Jared Kushner doesn't want to, move the embassy and that sort of thing. I just think what's happened is the same reason Trump's presidential predecessors backed down from the issue is it's a volatile and dangerous situation. Because basically, when you look at the history of that city, Jerusalem, 3,000 years ago, as the Jerusalem Embassy Act points out, it was an undivided city under Israel's sovereign control. And then at the partition plan, the United Nations in November 29th of 1947, which, by the way, we're coming up on the 70-year anniversary of that
exactly.
This November, which may have biblical significance. It was an undivided city, but not under Israeli control. The international community usurped its authority, made it an international zone, but it was not a divided city. It wasn't until the war of 1948, and then they call it the Green Line, the Armistice Line, mm-hmm. but they actually divided the city to the west and to the east. And then after 1967, Israel took over the east in that Six-Day War, but they made the colossal mistake of allowing the Islamic Waqf, which is based out of Jordan, to retain authority over the Temple Mount. So you've got this, now you've got the city of Jerusalem, the Jeremiah 49 tells us it's the city of God's joy of his praise, mm-hmm. that he has given to the Jews, clearly through the Bible, is now a divided city, and it is under pretty much international monitoring. So we've got a real problematic issue that is going to come to a head in the very near future, and that is pretty much spelled out in a prophecy written by Zechariah.
Exactly.
Chapter 12.
Well, Jerusalem, as you say, and this prophecy that you draw reference to, is that it is a heavy stone. And that's to your point. Politically right now, it is a heavy stone, not only for the United States and Israel, but for the international community because of what this would represent in terms, as you were explaining, a move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, where, of all places, God says his name resides, right?
Absolutely. It's mentioned, this city is mentioned by 70 different names over 1,000 times in the Bible, and they all connect it with God and connect it with God's rightful heirs to it, to the Jewish people. The Arabs have no claim on the city, and Zechariah is warning about that in Zechariah 12. And he basically says in verse 2 that he will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling or drunkenness to the surrounding Arab peoples when they lay siege on it. Yeah. And then ultimately, he says the international community in verse 3 will meddle. They will try
exactly.
to impose a burden.
Bill,
we've
got to take a pause. We've got to go to a commercial break. More from prophecy expert Bill Salas right after this. Stay with us.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, Rockets Red Glare. Happy 4th of July weekend to you as we go out. Maybe a safe one. Maybe a weekend of renewal about this country, the Constitution, the freedoms that we enjoy. May we not take them for granted, and may we appreciate those that have fought. And many of those, as we talked about Memorial Day, those families, that every day is a Memorial Day. And I'm talking about those families that have experienced a direct loss, whose chairs are empty because of loved ones who have paid that ultimate price on behalf of our liberties that we enjoy here. Bill Salas is our guest. We continue our conversation with him, internationally recognized prophecy expert, author, particularly Psalm 83. Bill, how many books have we written now? I say we.
I've written. Well, you've interviewed me on every book, so we can say we. But
yes.
I've written six now. My latest one is called Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. And Revelation is God's gift for the final generation. There's more said to that generation than any other generation in the Bible, even than the first coming of Jesus Christ, and a whole lot was said about that. So we're real excited about Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the final generation.
And, Bill, and as you and I discussed before, to me, the fascinating thing about Revelation is that God gave it to us to give us a heads up. And nothing that he has put in there has proved invalid. It is unveiling to us. And, as many times as I read the book of Revelation, I go, wow, I've read this. How many hundreds of times have I read this? And suddenly there's something new. It's like an onion skin experience. It's that when it's appropriate at that time, that layer of onion skin, so to speak, or that curtain is drawn back. And there's new revelation, there's new understanding based on the times. And you and I, I talked about it, and I still feel strongly that we need to sync up with what God's order and time and alignment is all about, so that it will go well for us, that we're not caught by surprise, because these events that are happening right now, including Donald Trump being in the White House, even though a lot of people want to freak out about it, you know, this is all part of God's plan. I mean, he is still sovereign, and there's no surprises in his kingdom.
Right, and as I said in the first segment of your show, Bill, the point is, you know, we've got to have our Bibles open these days as we're trying to understand current world events, because you know, the biblical prophecies written, you know, centuries ago are starting to converge. They weren't meant to stand those parchments indefinitely. They will roll off those parchments. They will pound on, down on the pavement. They will pack a powerful global punch, because end times biblical prophecies are globally impacting.
Exactly.
And you know, you make a good point about Bible prophecy. It's about a third of the Bible, and and it's not just for the scholarly. God loves every human being, every man, woman, and child, and he wants them to have this advanced information about the days in which they live, because Bible prophecy is invaluable predictive information outsourced from our loving God with 100% accuracy. Everything he says will happen exactly in detail. And it's intended to authenticate his sovereignty, because nobody can tell the end from the beginning. And two, it equips us for the days in which we live, which are very powerful right now. Mm-hmm. Three, it can save lives, like when Noah had to get in an ark for the flood, for instance. But most importantly, in this day and age, as we see these events converging, it gives us an ability to use Bible prophecy as an evangelical tool to reach out to people and tell them, look, you don't have to just be stuck on the Fox News or the fake news on CNN.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
I was going to say.
You can have a biblical narrative at your disposal.
Yeah, no fake news in the Bible. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I humbly submit that to you. It was speaking of Donald Trump and these events that are happening right now and our focus still on the Middle East, Bill. What does this mean for the Donald Trump presidency and the world at this point?
Well, he's living in a point in time right now where there's several biblical prophecies. I call them now prophecies. Actually, one of those six books is called the Now Prophecies.
Right.
He's become the president of a time where these types of prophecies have no more preconditions. They could actually happen at any given time. So, for instance, a nuclear disaster is predicted in the book of Jeremiah in Iran, right by the area where Iran's crown jewel nuclear facility, the Bashar nuclear reactor, is. Then we could see the destruction of Damascus in Isaiah 17. We could see the concluding Arab-Israeli war in Psalm 83 and elsewhere. And that's one of the things I'm concerned about when we look at this thorny issue about moving the embassy. I mean, it really, if he does move it, it would be the biblical thing to do. At the same token, it could provoke that epic biblical war in Psalm 83.
Exactly.
So we're looking at a time where the prophecies are probably, you know, quite possibly going to roll off the parchment during Donald Trump's presidency. And my concern is we're coming up on the 70-year anniversary of when the international community meddled into the city of Jerusalem, which God gave to the Jews. That's biblical. And, you know, an example is in 586 B.C., the Jews were deprived of Jerusalem. They went into Babylonian captivity for 70 years. The
Yes.
Persian Empire conquers them and then sends them back, and they rebuild Jerusalem. But now we're coming on 70 years where they've been deprived of Jerusalem's control again, but not by God, by the international community. And Trump is asking them now, and specifically, to give up some land in these areas C, make them into Area B, you know, this geopolitical stuff right in that area of Jerusalem and the West Bank. And any powerful political leader that pressures Israel to trade God's promised land for an elusive peace crosses the line that not only puts him at risk, but puts our country at risk for land, because land for peace is not biblically endorsed. You know, mm-hmm. God is bringing Jews out of the nations mm-hmm. back to their ancient homeland of Israel in fulfillment of several prophecies. They need more land and not less. And Zechariah 2:8 says that he who touches Israel, referring to the land and the people of Israel, touches mm-hmm. the apple of God's eye. So my concern, I sincerely doubt that Trump and Jared Kushner, who he's appointed as his envoy to the Middle East, these are both real estate-minded individuals, has got permission to mediate and do real estate brokering deals on this promised land matter. And I think my concern is he needs to move that embassy and not try to get Israel to muscle them to move, to diverge land out to the Palestinians. He needs to keep his nose out of God's business so that he doesn't poke God in the eye. and do the right thing and move that embassy to Jerusalem.
Well, especially when you're talking about the apple of God's eye, you better have some spiritual awareness because, you know, as we were talking about off the air, Donald Trump, on one hand, you know, made the statement. And when he made that, my thought was, and I thought John Hagee agreed with this, is that this was God inspired. I don't think this came out of, you know, just ahead. And maybe Donald Trump may have caught himself even after he said that, because that was quite a bold statement for him to say, we're going to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. It might have been one of those out-of-body experiences for him afterwards, and saying, you know, what did I just say? it's truthful.
Clear, you know, on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was vehemently clear on that promise that he was going to move the embassy, and he was going to rip up, was his words. He says, one of my priorities is I'm going to rip up the Iran nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he now is vacillating on those. It's one thing to campaign to be president, it's another thing to be the president. And the advice I'm sure he's getting around him is these are very dangerous. And first of all, how do you rip up an Iran nuclear deal that was put together with the international community, mainly the P5 plus one, not just America? And meanwhile, since that deal was made, you know, Russia's moving in with they delivered the S-300 missile defense system. They're building more nuclear reactors in that Bashar province. China's getting involved with Iran right now. You can't put the lid back on Pandora's box now. So
exactly.
It was not even a realistic promise.
Mm-hmm. And here you are, like you say, in making a statement like that in light of all these other moves. Consequentially done after this agreement, you know, with Russia coming into play. Of course, Iran is fortifying, you know, their defenses to do everything they can to dissuade any kind of preemptive attack, whether it would come from Israel or the United States or both.
Yeah, I've got two warnings as we close today. One is for Trump and America, and one is for the Arabs in the Middle East. And it's lining up in Zechariah 12. One is Trump needs to keep his nose out of God's business when it comes to Jerusalem. We're approaching the 70-year anniversary of the Jews not having sovereign control over that. And the Arabs need to get out of Jerusalem. They have no claims on that area. And it's going to come to a war, and they will be destroyed, according to biblical prophecies. And those are severe warnings, but are we that close in time where these events will happen? I believe we could be, Bill, and that's why I warn people.
Right.
Don't mess around now with these matters, because we're coming upon a time where big deals that are written in the Bible are about to happen, epic events.
And you said clearly, I mean, we're at this point in biblical prophecy that you don't have to wait for anything special to occur. I mean, in a second, all this could come to life, you know, very quickly. And the next chapters of Revelation are being revealed right before our eyes, Bill.
Exactly. And it says in Isaiah 17, when the Damascus is destroyed, it says in one night you see Damascus, in the morning it is no more.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about is real-time application with the weapons that can just, you know, take these kind of cities out. You know, there's no technology not developed, no weapon not fashioned, no national relationship that's not in the formation stages or been formed that could slow down the fulfillment of all the end times biblical prophecies, and they will happen soon and sequentially, in my estimation.
Well, without a doubt, you know, you see the footage of Damascus now and the destruction that has occurred in Syria, and you go, how much more is there left to be destroyed, Bill?
Right, but that's not the ISIS and that sort of thing. This prophecy talks about the Israeli Defense Forces taking them out in self-defense.
Exactly.
So, you know, we haven't seen the fulfillment of that yet, but we're approaching it, in my estimation.
Internationally recognized prophecy expert, the one, the only, Bill Salas on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure you go to his website and get your hands on his latest book, Apocalypse Road, Revelation for the Final Generation. Bill, your website real quick for all the good folks to know how to be in touch with you.
It's real simple, prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot like Home Depot.com.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. God bless.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use